What's up, guys? It's Gray Haas, and you have no idea how much it helps us when people like Gary, Amanda A., David A.S., and someone called Big Easy Blasphemy, great handle, by the way, join the Patreon. Our goal is to try to get to 500 supporters over there, which frees us up to do more things like live shows, live streams, and bonus content. You can even do a free trial. So please, please help us reach our goal of 500 supporters. For the price of a cup of coffee per month, you can help Mega keep going. Head to patreon.com/megathepodcast or check the link in the show notes. And thanks. Hey friends, you've probably heard me mention ButcherBox on here before, but if you haven't tried it, I gotta wonder, maybe you just hate deals? ButcherBox is high-quality meat and seafood you can trust, delivered right to your doorstep. It takes the guesswork out of shopping, and it is a godsend when it comes to saving me money and time. And here's the thing. If you're going to be cooking meat or seafood, just give it a try for a month and see if you like it. It feels decadent to have a freezer stocked with your favorite ingredients, and truly, who else is offering you free protein for a year? That's manna from heaven. What even is manna, by the way? Anyway, today, ButcherBox is giving Mega listeners free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Use my link, butcherbox.com/mega, and use code MEGA to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/mega, and use the code MEGA.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
We are here, Lord, we are here, and we're ready to podcast.
Hiya, I'm Hallie Labonte, and this is Mega, coming to you from Twin Hills Community Church. We're going to give our mega church a tiny family feel by introducing you to members of our church staff or community every single week. It is a true treat, and it is a treasure. Well, per usual, I'm joined by my co-host. He's the youth pastor for our high school ministry called Climax. Please welcome Gray Haas, everybody.
Lit Gucci Goat Howley, YOLO, I'm thirsty. How are you?
Coco. I am too blessed, my brother. How was your week?
Oh, it was great. You know, it was my birthday this weekend.
Oh, so that's so I had exciting. A really what nice did you time. Do?
Well, I'm not sure if I've mentioned it before, but my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and got a bunch of our friends together, and we did this awesome workout together, as sort of a team wad, as we call it over at CrossFit. So, yeah, we got to compete with a bunch of different teams. We ended up qualifying for regionals, which is really fun. So, you know, if there's one thing I love to do on my birthday, it's workout.
Oh, that's so cool. What was your team name?
Fruits of the Spirit.
Awesome.
Yes. Yeah, so that I just love representing like that.
That is so cool.
We need more representation. Yeah.
Well, what number is it? What birthday is this? How old are you?
Oh, it's my 33rd. Birthday, yeah.
Oh, no, I thought you were 33 last year.
What's that now?
Weren't you 33 last year?
How's your weekend, Hallie?
Oh, it was a great week. The kids don't have school this coming Monday because it's MLK Day.
Oh, right, yeah.
And so I said, hey, Jay, I want you to know something about MLK, is he was named after a guy named Martin Luther,
right,
who is responsible for evangelicalism.
And I said, totally.
I said, you know what? Instead of, you know, slacking off on your day off from school, I want you to research something about Martin Luther and give me a little report.
That's great. I love it when you don't give kids a day off from school. They should always be studying.
Well, he's such a smart, inquisitive kid. And I said, you know, let's see if you can do it, you know, just for fun.
Right.
And so he learned all this stuff about Martin Luther. He came, I was working in the kitchen. He was telling me stuff that I never knew. Like, did you know that Martin Luther was so chronically constipated for his whole life that he would spend all day on the toilet,
what?
Or whatever form of toilet they had back then in Germany. And he wrote the 99 or the 95 theses that we base our Christianity on. He wrote it all on the toilet.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And
I
guess...
I don't know if I wanted to know that.
Another thing that was kind of funny is Day was telling me that back then people were real gauche. They would always talk kind of with real kind of like foul stuff. And so it was like a real common thing back then to say, I pass gas in the face of the devil, or I like doo-doo on the devil and stuff like that.
Oh, really? Okay.
And that Martin Luther probably talked like that too.
Okay.
Founding father of Christianity.
Right.
More like 95 feces, am I right?
Uh-huh.
And it's nice because I was like, you know what? Maybe there is something about having a good BM that is really a Christian act. Because I just feel very blessed in that department. I am as regular as rain. And sometimes I'm sitting there, as soon as I wake up in the morning, I have a BM. Like right when I get out of bed, I go straight to the bathroom and just evacuate my bowels. And I feel so good. And I just say, you know what? This feels like a God thing. I usually do again right after lunch, too. And I just think that when some people like Martin Luther have trouble with such a thing, it's so hard. I mean, being constipated is one of the worst things in the whole wide world. And, you know, maybe that's what gave him the gumption to just go up there and, like, you know, nail his theses right to the door because he had to get back to the potty. But I really do feel like when you're regular, it's something you really got to give it up to God for and really say, you know what, that is a true God thing. How often do you go, Gray?
Every other day.
When you listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone, the comedy podcast, you get a belly full of laughs and a head full of real information. Our gallimaufry of expert guests answer questions on stuff adults need to know. I have mold in my dwelling. What do? What's gerrymandering? What happens chemically when I fall in love? How do I handle a parent-teacher conference? What are microbes? Listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone. Solve problems, get laughs.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
Ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why'd you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis. And at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality Podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis. And at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality Podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just like Jesus said, let the children come to me. We have a child of God with us today, one of Gray's Climax kids. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome JC Trey.
What's up? Hey, Gray, you want to do a handshake?
Hey, what's up, man? Oh, cool. It's so good to see you, bro. It's so good to see you.
Cool shakes and slaps.
Oh, yeah. Hallie, I'm so excited to have JC on the program today because, you know, I like to say I never have favorites during Climax, but this guy is really slaying it right now at youth group. He is just such a, he's a leader. He's on fire for Christ. And it's just, I'm just so pumped to have him here because he's just such a cool guy.
Oh, thanks, man. I got to say, honestly, at the start, I was like, I don't want to go to Climax. It doesn't sound like a thing I'm into. My dad dropped me off because he's, you know, having, I think the whole church knows, drinking problems. And and I was at there. And then all of a sudden I saw you playing the guitar. And I was like, hold up, yeah, people in church play guitars?
I know, dude. Isn't it rad?
From then, I was just like, okay, let me think, maybe give it a chance. And so far, it's been pretty dope.
Yeah, I notice a lot of times on the weekends, you're fogging the room. You're putting on strobes and all kinds of like amazing laser light shows. And I mean, yeah, you got to walk in and say, this is church.
Totally. Well, you know, that's something I really noticed about JC, Hallie, is when he came in, he's there, he's kind of near the back, he's kind of not engaged. And I said, hey, look, man, we're here to have a good time and have a lot of fun and to make this really exciting. And I think he really started to catch on, like looking around being like, hey, there's a lot of kids here that are my age and also Jesus is cool. And there's just, and now, Hallie, I don't want to say, but he's basically like, I mean, he's a leader among the youth.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. I mean, maybe some people in church heard about how I stepped onto the scene a little bit was at Climax. Oh, it was a Wednesday night. We were singing I Cannot Come to the Banquet. You know, we sing that song. And there's that line early on. You know, I have married a wife. I have bought me a cow. Well, I flipped it and I said, I have bought me a wife. I've married a cow. And I mean, yeah, I got a little bit of trouble, but you could tell from that moment.
It was so funny, though.
Yeah. From that moment on, the kids were like, okay, who's this guy? You know, and then I think since then, it's just been like, you know, just saying Jesus rocks, but then also like, I also play sports and I'm in plays in school. So like I do other things, but I'm realizing Wednesday nights can be for Jesus and Climax. And that's pretty sweet.
Oh, so that is great. So cool. Now, what year are you at Broad Ripple High? Are you a junior? Are you a senior?
Well, thanks. Cause I'm actually a sophomore. So that's cool that you think I look older than
awesome.
I am. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
That is so cool.
Yeah. I'm 15. I can't wait to get my car so I can drive around by myself. So I don't have to have my dad taking me everywhere. Cause as I think the church knows, he does have a drinking problem. And I would just feel more safe if I was driving myself.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. Now, you said that you're in sports. Are you on the football team, baseball team, basketball team, wrestling team? What are you doing?
Well, I wish. I mean, I wish I could do it all four of those. That would be a lot of sports. But no, I'm on the baseball team, but like you have to like try out to get on like the good ones. So like I'm on the freshman team, even though I'm a sophomore. But my dad says that like my hands are real small and they'll grow bigger as I get older and then I'll be better. But right now I mostly don't play and I'm on the freshman team, but yeah, it's a sport for sure.
I mean, he's doing great, Hallie. I mean, he's just, I I'm just going to brag on JC here for a second because.
Which JC? Which JC?
See, he's so hilarious and
yes.
He always comes up with stuff
yes.
like this. And you need, see, Hallie, you need youth like this on your side because it could be on the other way around. And if I have a guy saying jokes like that sort of at my expense, then kids are going to be going like, hey, maybe Gray's not cool. But this guy always, you know, he's always saying it and then doubling down and being like, Climax is also cool. And so it's really, you know, we have what we like to call a herd mentality in Climax.
Okay.
You've really got to make sure that you know, teenagers are like sheep. They will go where you want them to go. But if one sheep goes off in another direction, then all of them want to go that direction. And what JC helps me with is just keeping the flock intact.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's like that exercise we do at Climax called Sheep and Shepherd, where we have all the kids get down and be like sheep on the ground, and then you shepherd us around from behind and make those sounds with your staff, and then we all move, and then eventually we get to the mountain and we see God, and that's when we turn on the strobe lights and we start dancing. And that's like the best part about Climax is usually it ends in like a kind of messy dance party.
It always ends in some kind of group dance, which I just think is really important right now because TikTok's so popular. You got to make sure that you're saying like, hey, we can do TikTok type stuff here too. You know what I mean?
Man, that is really cool. I have to tell you, I saw both of you last week in the weightlifting room here at Twin Hills. I walked by and it was a snow day, but I got here anyway because I had chains on my Lexus. And I saw you two spotting each other in the gym.
Totally.
Yeah, it's my like just starting to figure out my muscles, you know, like which ones they are and where they go. And honestly, Gray's been really cool about just like explaining different muscle groups and like things you can do and weights you can lift. And I mean, sometimes we won't even like even use weights. We'll just like he'll put his hands on top of my hands and it'll be more like resistance, kind of push pull type thing. It's great.
Yeah, right. He's pretty underdeveloped right now, Hallie. And what I've really got him to do is that you've really got to just calorie load at this age with a lot of like complex proteins. And so I've got him on a few different shakes because I kept telling him, you know, if you bulk up, you're not going to be a sophomore on the freshman team anymore. Next year, you're going to be a junior on the senior team or whatever. I don't really understand American sport. But as long as we really get him bulked up, Hallie, you know, that's just another thing. Kids are going to be looking at him going like, wow, this guy really in like a matter of a year put on like 35 pounds of lean muscle. Maybe I will also follow Christ.
Yeah, and if you look at pictures of JC, the other JC, the Jesus Christ JC, the more I like to know, I call him the more famous JC, and I'm the less famous JC. But if you look at the more famous JC, he's like ripped and toned, and you know, he's like, I mean, obviously the cross, how sad was that when he's up on the cross? But like, it's I mean, those muscle groups are popping for sure.
Now, I don't want to bring up a sore subject, but you know, everyone does know that JC's dad does have a drinking problem. And the way that we know that is there's kind of been this crazy scenario. And I know, you know, you might not want to talk about this, but ever since JC's dad dropped him off to be coming to Climax, Hallie, you know, he's several times showed up and he has been drinking. And it's one of those things where a few times I've had to step in and say, hey, you know, you can't do this because your son is trying to worship right now. And it's been pretty hard. And so a lot of times JC and I will meet, we'll pray together, and we'll talk about these things that, you know, you've told me a lot of these things in confidence. So I'm sorry I've said that. But you know, it's been painful and hard for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess some people don't always think that like a cool kid can have problems, but I think that's one thing I'm learning. And then I think one of the hard things that I've been talking to you about is like, well, if wine is so important in this religion, how come it's so bad in my life? You know?
Right. It was one of Christ's miracles. He turned water into wine, and that was a beautiful thing. And now here it is wrecking your home life.
Yeah. And like we literally say, like, this is the blood of God. And then it's like, but maybe if you have too much blood of God, then you become, it becomes the blood of the devil. I don't know. I'm new, so I don't know if I'm just pitching stuff, but.
Well, I think that's why they keep the communion cups so tiny.
You know, something I've told JC, and I hope you don't mind, I do say this in confidence, but I think, you know, we all trust each other here, is that, you know, Jesus turned water into wine, and it doesn't mean that he can't turn that wine back into water in your life if you really believe it. And, you know, when your dad showed up at Climax on his dirt bike and ran the dirt bike, you know, he basically rode a dirt bike into the
gymnasium,
into the gym. Yeah.
Yeah. If he wasn't my dad, I would have thought it was cool, but I was embarrassed.
Right.
Aww, yeah.
And then, you know, he was screaming, get on the bike, we're going. And I had to really, you know, I was just so proud of JC in this moment because he said in front of everybody, I'm not getting on the back of your dirt bike. You don't have a driver's license anymore. And I just thought that was awesome. And then we got to sort of, you know, anyway, I just wanted to lift you up because you're doing some really awesome things.
Thanks. But you forgot to, and then at the end, my dad punched you a couple of times and I did have to get on his dirt bike and actually did just leave the meeting.
Right. I mean, I wouldn't call it punching. I would call it grapple. I would say we grappled. But you know, I did have to grapple him, but then somehow he did get away. And,
is that when you had that black eye?
Well, yeah, you can get a black eye when you grapple, Hallie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. But I put him down and I said, hey, but you know, it's unfortunate because then I guess in that moment I did realize your dad was a cop or something before, so.
Which means he should be able to get his license back pretty soon and be able to still drop you off at Climax. I was there because my husband, Lance Labonte, works in the parking lot ministry. And I was there the day when he was dropping you off in the snow and was doing those donuts and then, you know, slammed the whole side of his Lincoln up against the snow plow and then dropped you off and still drove home. And I was really impressed with you. You didn't seem shaken by that at all.
Well, again, like if he wasn't my dad, it would be cool, you know, like because the stuff he's doing is like kind of wild. Like in a way that a 15-year-old thinks is cool, like in a jackass kind of way. Right. But because it's my dad, and then it just is like more sad, and I don't often talk about that stuff. But I think Climax has given me a vocabulary maybe to say like, oh man, like is he being a Pontius Pilate right now, or is he being, you know,
oh, that's cool,
or is he being like a Paul?
Right.
Yeah. Or a really good one would be, because the only person I know who got real hammered in the Bible was Noah when he got real intoxicated in his tent or whatever, and then his daughters saw his feet, and then unfortunately they both came in and, well, they had sex with him, which is not something you want to do with your intoxicated father, you know, just so you know.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
It's not okay just because it was in the Bible.
Okay, because I'm writing stuff down here. I'm taking notes. So this is a don't do this one.
Yeah, this is the Old Testament don't do this one.
Okay, okay. That's good. Yeah, because, all right, I'll just change that up top. Don't have sex with his feet. Okay.
You know, that something that we've been doing, JC and I, that I think is really cool, Hallie, we do something called accountability buddies. And we're accountability buddies, accountability buddies.
Cool.
And when you're accountability buddies with someone, I mean, we've got some basic rules. And maybe, you know, JC, we can kind of walk through those. But the first one is you always pick up. And that means if I FaceTime or if he FaceTimes me, usually it's me FaceTiming you, but... Or if I send you a DM, or if we, you know, go live on Instagram, you always pick up.
Yeah, and he's like real hard on that rule. And it's also, he's an adult, so he stays up a lot later than I do. And so sometimes it's tough, like I'm sleeping and I get like a FaceTime, but I know the rules and I know that it's Jesus's rules through you. So like I do always pick up, but then I feel like it's just like kind of, sometimes those FaceTimes at night are a little weird, you know?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you know, I like to remind him, Hallie, that, you know, we always pick up because that is the kind of person you need in your life. And that's the kind of thing that we offer here at Climax, is that whenever you need me, you know, I'm there, even if I'm the one calling.
Yeah, that's true. You know? And then another thing that we do that I've noticed is like kind of more of a Climax thing, and not just me and you, but in general, it's like, it's okay to lie if it ends with a fun thing at the end, you know? Like a lot of times in Climax, we'll show up and we'll be like, oh, we're going to do like a 3-hour-long church service. And like all the kids get so sad and so just, oh, I don't want to do 3 hours of church service. And then we'll say, just kidding. And then we'll turn on the music and the lights and we'll have a party. And then it's like, right, we lied to them, but it's because they probably wouldn't have enjoyed the party that much. But because we made it feel like they don't have to do something bad, it's now kind of fun.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't always call those lies, JC. I would just call them what we like to call... You know, sometimes in church leadership, we just call it a misdirect, because you set an expectation and then you turn it on its head. And that's like what we have to do sometimes just with teens, because, you know, teens, they get something in the head and that's the thing, that's the very solid thinkers, and you have to really keep them guessing all the time. So it's okay to actually do that as long as the alternative is a better alternative.
Yeah. I talk to my kids about this all the time because I'm a mom, about lying is never right because it's breaking the Ten Commandments. But we talk about how when the Nazis would come to your door, if you were hiding a Jew, like you said, if it's going to turn into something fun, it's okay. Like hiding a Jew, it's going to turn into
a fun thing.
Oh, cool. They didn't get caught. Yeah, fun thing.
Yeah, that's a fun ending of that part. Yeah, once the Nazis leave, you get to go, hey guys, we did it, you know, and then have a fun little dance party. Hallie, I was going to ask you maybe a question, because I know Gray and I, we have like this great relationship and I can ask him anything, but he's not like
awesome. Yeah, totally.
He's not like a woman, you know? So he doesn't know, he doesn't know everything. And, you know, I was thinking sometimes when we go to, what?
I mean, you know, that is awesome. And I love that you can ask Hallie a question, JC, but just, you can remember that I do know all the lady stuff too. So if there's ever a question you have about lady stuff, I'm going to know that too, but go ahead, ask Hallie and I'll you know, definitely.
Well, we could do something fun is we could both answer it and we'll see if it's the same answer.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Maybe.
But I'll go first because it's directed at me. Go ahead, Sugar.
Great.
Okay. But I'm here if you need me.
Yeah. You can jump into it, I guess, I suppose. Well, we do a lot of these like youth teen groups where we'll go to Ohio, you know, for the Midwest regional, or, you know, we'll go to, you know, maybe somewhere else in Indiana and we'll like meet with all these kids. And like, I'm always like sometimes thinking about like the bodies of some of the girls there. And then like, and then like, I'll start looking and then I'll see like some of them have like a cross on their chest and I'll be like, hell, heck yeah, JC, like that's right there. You love God. But then I'll start looking like a little bit further down from the cross and look at like boobs or butts or, and then I'm like, would Jesus be doing this? And then I'm like, maybe, because he did hang out with prostitutes. And not saying these girls are prostitutes, but I guess just wondering, like, from the female perspective, like, how do you balance JC and God with also, like, booties and butts?
Well, here's what the Bible... Thank you for such a thoughtful question and for being so vulnerable. Here's what the Bible tells us, JC, is that if you think something in your mind to God, you've already done it. So let's say your eyes just glance real quick at a woman's chest area. Well, in God's mind, you've already fondled them. You know, maybe you just glance real quick at maybe the way her behind looks in her jeans, you know? Well, in God's mind, you've already basically gone over and like smacked her or, you know, squeezed those buns, you know? And so just imagine the God of the universe being deeply wounded in that moment by you actually behaving in a way that it, even though it was just a little glance quick of your eyes, it actually wasn't. It was as if you did it. Is that helpful?
Yeah, it sounds like so I should just like, if I'm already going to think it, I should just do it because I'm getting in trouble for doing it anyway. Like, like for the bosom one or whatever, I wasn't thinking of fondling them. But like, if I'm going to get in trouble for thinking I'm fondling them, then like I might as well ask if I can fondle them, right?
See, okay, I'm sorry, Hallie. I've got to jump in here because, you know, not that Hallie doesn't know about lady stuff. You probably do. But you also, you know, when it comes to youth leadership, this is just a different, it's just a different kind. You're going to get a better, different answer from someone who's really, you know, in the pilot seat all the time, and that guy's me. So basically what you're going to do, if I'm just going to even take you back a step before that, which is, why are you even looking? Because there's nothing really interesting about all that stuff that you said. So what I'm going to just tell you is, do you know how they have horses when they put those little they put these little sunglasses on the side of the horse and it just says, you know, you're going to go straight? That is what we're talking about, JC. You know, when I FaceTimed you the other night and I just said, hey, man, I saw, you know, I was looking at your Instagram history and I saw some of the likes that you had on some of the, you know, you had been liking some, you know, you had been going to that account called Racks on Stacks, which was basically, I don't want to get into it, Hallie, but it was basically like stacks of money on the breasts of some ladies.
Oh.
And I saw, you know, that I saw that JC Trey had at JC Trey had liked some of those. I just called him in the middle of the night and I woke him up and I said, hey, man, I've got to keep you. We're accountability buddies. We're accountability buddies. What's going on with these? You just can't do that. Keep your blinders on. And so I made him delete your Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And I even said like my dad stole my phone and was liking that stuff and I didn't do it. And then you still didn't believe me. And,
yeah, you know, it's not that I didn't believe you, JC. It's just that I knew that, you know, even before we get into, was that true? Did I like Racks on Stacks? Did my dad like it? It doesn't matter. Let's just get rid of that. Like, really, like, if your hand causes you to sin, you cut it off, right? So let's just get rid of that Instagram stuff if that's what's going to be tempting about it.
Yeah.
And you know what, JC? I got to thank you again for your honesty because it never occurred to me that maybe you were just glancing at a chest because you just liked looking at it. I never imagined that it wouldn't be that it wasn't to, you know, slap them or squeeze them or punch them or, you know, whatever it is that, you know, God imagines you doing. I never thought that it was just that a little quick little glance just because it makes you kind of feel curious or interested or good inside or something like that. But I, you know, I just want to encourage, if I could give you a word basket of encouragement, JC, it's this. Just know that God knows that you like those things and he made you that way. It's not wrong for you to be attracted to a woman. That's the way God designed you. But God is preparing your future wife for you. One woman in the whole world, and she's the only one. Those two breasts and that one bottom that she has is all you need, and God knows that, and he's preparing her for you. And once you marry her, you can, you know, like I said, you can do everything that God's been imagining the whole time with those breasts. You can punch them, slap them, you know, whatever you want. And does that make sense?
And you might not even then.
Yeah, no, I've always, every time I picture, it's like I'm licking them. And you never gave that as an option, but that's always... So I didn't know that other stuff, but okay, cool.
Well, did you breastfeed? Do you know if you breastfed or if you had formula as a baby?
Yeah, I breastfed hard. They said I breastfed hard. I don't know exactly what that means, but what the family always says, so... That's
okay. You know, at Hallie, I just see again, I don't even know if it's worth
it
kind of like going down this path, because, you know, once you put it in a kid's mind, then it's there. It's really hard to get out. And so I'm just going to go ahead and say none of that stuff is even worth thinking about. Let's just keep it out of our minds and really keep our sights on Christ.
Well, you know what, JC, if I may also, you know, just maybe give you something to think about that might help you not be so focused on maybe her front or her back is...
Or her sides or her head or insides or any of that stuff.
Whoa, insides. I never even thought of insides. Oh, that's sexy. Oh, no, I'm doing it again.
No. Okay, none of that. Anyway, Hallie, what were you saying?
Well, I was just going to say... here's something you could maybe think instead of thinking of licking them, or what is it you think when you look at the bottom?
Licking it.
Oh, another licking. Wow. Yes, okay. Yeah.
Well, why would you do that?
Well, maybe I can give you something to replace the thought of licking. And maybe it's this. Maybe with the top, the chest, you could, have you ever milked a cow?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Who hasn't? Right?
Yeah. Like at the county fair, you could just think, you know what? That's no different than milking a cow. If I'm that interested in it, I could go to the state fair and I could, you know, pull up a bucket, sit down and milk a cow for a while. Or you could just think of them as like, whoa, look at those fatty. They're fat. Did you know that what makes a breast is actually fat? So you could be like, wow, look at those fatties, and just think of it as fat. And then you'll be like, well, I'm not as interested. Also, if I could let you know a little bit of what's going down on downstairs under the jeans,
why,
a lot of times she could be, you know, she could be a little gassy. It could be real nasty down there. Also, a lot of times most of the girls are looking at, you know what they're doing down there? They're menstruating.
Hallie.
And that is like a horror show down there. And trust me, you don't want to be anywhere near it, not with your face or hands.
Oh.
You wouldn't even want to put a foot down there.
Oh, Hallie.
Oh, you could put feet in there? Oh, whoa.
No, see, Hallie.
Oh,
see,
yeah.
No.
Never thought of that.
No. Okay. Okay, guys, we've really...
Wait, sorry, can feet go inside? Is that...
No, they can't. That's the crazy thing. They just really can't, Hallie. Okay, they really can't. They really can't. So, you know, here's something.
That would have to be a really long toe.
Hey, accountability buddy?
Yeah.
Accountability buddy. I'm just going to look at you right now. Okay, accountability buddy. Let's get it in here. Let's do a handshake.
Okay.
Let's do the hug. Okay, cool. Hey, this is one accountability buddy talking to another, okay? So what I'm going to tell you is a little story. I used to have a little cousin in Australia growing up. His name was Chicky Sams. And what he had this problem where every time he would see a lady, he would try to lick him. And so I do know about this. And he would try to put his mouth wherever it would go. And what we did is, instead of saying, hey, that's, you know, there's all these options of things you could do, what we did is we put apple bitters on any lady that was near him, and then the lady would taste bitter if he tried to lick them or bite them. So what I'd like you to do, accountability buddy, is I need you to get something like apple bitters. If you have that here, I don't know. But just every time you even think about something like that or any of the nasty, nasty stuff that Hallie was just talking about, I just want you to take a little swig of that, because it's going to get in your mind that that stuff is nasty and it's not going to go anywhere.
What about if every time I see a girl I like, I do what your cousin did and I put the apple bitter stuff on her, and then when I lick it, it gets bitter, and then...
You just spray her with apple butter? You walk around with a spray bottle?
No, not apple butter, Hallie. Apple bitters.
Oh, you've been saying bitters.
Apple butter would taste good.
Yeah, you also said and then it tasted bitter, but you were saying bitter. I thought you were saying better. And so I thought your cousin was like saucing up these girls to taste better. but it's bitter.
No, they don't taste better. Okay, maybe a bad idea.
But speaking of apple butter, if you can picture that, and even like on the side of the jar where there's some like darker hard parts, and then there's the softer like sweet parts, that's what's going on in her underpants.
Hallie, if you can picture that,
picture what's happening down there, but it's not as sweet as apple butter.
I'll tell you that. Sweet. Okay, well, guys, just to get us back on track, because Hallie, remember, this is one of my best guys. This is my guy right here.
God is also making a perfect woman for me, and he wouldn't want me to not be my perfect full self so that I can be myself. And then it's up to me, I suppose, with the more popular JC's guidance to figure out which of these boobs and butts are for me and which one is not.
Yeah, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and put a moratorium on any talk about boobs and butts or anything until you're at least a senior. I mean, I don't even think you should even know those words yet. And as an accountability buddy, what I'm going to tell you is, hey, let's do something a bit more positive than thinking about that stuff. And I don't know, we could skateboard, we could throw a frisbee, or we could read the scripture, something fun. You know what I mean?
And there's so much more to a lady, really. You know, you could appreciate her hair, her complexion. Wow, she has strong eyebrows. Oh, look at those cheekbones. What a lovely décolleté. Oh, don't her nails look nice? It looks like she has a manicure. There's so many other parts. You know, you could just distract yourself. Or you know what you could do, JC? At night, when you're alone, in your bed, by yourself, you could talk to God and say, God, I know you're preparing the perfect lady for me. And maybe you start to tell him the things you're looking for.
Long hair and...
Perfect.
Danceable, being able to dance real well.
Ooh, see, that's cool. So she's probably already out there on TikTok right now, honing her skills.
Yeah, but Gray made me delete my TikTok. Because he said something about he searched through my user. I don't even know how you do that, but somehow he searched through my profile. And
do you guess their passwords?
Well, it was pretty easy with JC. I just used the same one for Instagram.
Is it boobs and butts?
It was racks on stacks. So now,
my dad made that password.
Your dad is going to do what your dad is going to do. And the only father you have in this life is your heavenly father.
Mm.
And that is a dad that is never going to let you down. Mm-hmm. Never going to let you down. Mm.
Well, you know what, JC? If I may tell you something about the other JC, the more famous JC, guess what his dad did to him? He killed him. So far, so good for you.
Whoa, cool.
JC Trey was played by Casey Fay. Check out his new podcast, Family Time, out this week. Follow him at Casey Fay.
I'm Holly Laurent, playing Hallie Labonte, and Gray Haas was played by Greg Hess. Follow us and Mega the Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you really want to get out of hell free card, support us on Patreon. The link is in the show notes.